Post-Soviet Cestina, October 1996. The light wakes me. The alarm did not. Bad sign. It's 6, and I've got an 8 o'clock flight. Outside, Sasha's stuttering that my phone line was dead. The traffic's bad. His Volga cab sputters from the cold. My suitcases form a perfect wall around me. Cold War border in the vinyl back seat. Sasha borders on the politely apoplectic. Signs read, Moscow City Limits. Billboards form a history of the moment, the flight from a crowded train to Mercedes cab, communal apartment to credit line. Disaster. My fate is not in the line on my palm or in the stars. It borders the road, a single nail. Now Sasha's cab and my plans read just like the blind man's signs at the mouth of the metro. The flight from Moscow leaves without me. It's poor form to overstay your welcome when the forms say by such and such date on the dotted line, you must leave this world. But that first flight's the last today over the Russian border. So I take a bus back, pass again the sign, city limits, not enough cash for a cab. I borrow 100 from a friend, take a cab back to the dark apartment, and inform my love at home by phone that it's a sign I must have left something behind. The phone line hisses between us. I'm on the border of a mind like two countries. Thought flight at midnight. I wake and won't miss this flight, already past the limits in Dima's cab. I reach visa control, but the border guard says I must buy a new visa from upstairs. Enough time for the ticket line to close. Okay, I'm desperate now, so I sign my life away on Aeroflot. Planes form a queue. We taxi on tarmac. Good sign. We lift in flight. A border's just a line.